peace and greetings, Planet Remix. Welcome, 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 welcome on in. Wow, wow. I trust that you all are doing well. We are doing something a little different, as you can tell. So I want to welcome you all in and thank you all for listening in, because actually what we're going to be doing is listening to a very special edition, a special edition that we did last night on Clubhouse. On Clubhouse, but we're actually going to be playing it here for all of Planet Remix to dive in. So I want to thank you all for listening. We're going to get started in just a moment. I trust that you are having a wonderful, amazing day or night or evening, no matter where you are. I trust that you have got some sunshine, moved yourself around, and enjoying the time, enjoying the moment. So welcome on in. I am Miss Blue, the Oracle, and if this is your very first time here, I want to say welcome, 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 right? And welcome to all of our international listeners that are listening. And yeah. Oh my goodness. Change is in the air, and we definitely can feel it, and I know you can too. But I want to share this channel that came in, and we just could not wait until Friday or Sunday to drop this message on you. So we definitely wanted to give it to you now, and it's actually a channel that came in to me from the sixth dimension, but really from the ninth dimension. And you'll understand more about that as we get into it. But for now, I want you to sit back and enjoy. So let's get ready to get into it. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Yeah. If nothing else moves you, life will. Definitely want you all to, you know, share with us afterwards. We'll talk a little bit. I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to dive in. Breakthrough SOS, crying out for help. And so really want you all to listen to this very, very special message. Here we go. Even if you say, I'm not crying out for help, but is the inner you crying out for help? Is the inner you sort of feeling that, and I think some of us can really attest to this, and you all let me know as well. So we're going to be using the hands here a lot tonight, but let me know if so many of you have been feeling this for a long time. It's like, there is a breakthrough, but how come the breakthrough hasn't come? You know you're feeling the breakthrough, but it just hasn't come. It hasn't come. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for, you know, all of us standing in this space of honesty, you know, and it was even some things that was really pressed upon my heart and things that I was working on. And I said, the breakthrough, where is it? Where is it? I mean, you get to see little sprinkles. You get to see little glimpses. But where is that breakthrough? And why hasn't it come? And so when the message started to come in and I was able to see it so clear, see this channel so clear, and let me preference this. This is from the sixth dimension, but this was received from the ninth dimension. So it's a lot. I'm going to take my time here, and I'm definitely not going to be too long, but I definitely wanted to get it to the people who I know. If you are here, if you are in this room right now, then this is a message for you. And normally we don't say this, and I don't say it, and you guys know this. But if you know someone that possibly needs to hear this too, you need to tell them, don't walk, but run. Because we're not going to be long on it. I'm going to talk about it, and then we're going to continue, because then it's going to be work to do. So as we open up this space, I want us all to just take a moment, and we're going to open the intention for this sacred space. I've already opened it, but I want each one of you to just hold that energy in your heart and in your mind for just a moment of having a pure heart, a heart that is open and a clear mind, so that you get the message you need here, right now, for your breakthrough. So that's to all of you, you magic makers, priests and priestesses, star seeds and light beings, all of you that are here, take this moment to clear your mind, to open your heart to possibilities and wonders of all that is to come. Grab you a pen, a piece of paper, and something to write with, so that you can begin to start taking notes. But when you take your notes, I want you to set your intention that your notes are coming from your higher self, because your higher self is going to infuse all of that energy of your heart, all of that that's in your intellect, and it's going to put it together for you. So set that intention that in this space, when you're taking notes this time, it's not just about writing down word for word, that you're really looking for that signal, for that sign, for that feeling to come over you. You're waiting on the feeling. And that's when you'll begin to write your notes, because that is directly going to be connected to you. All right? I don't know about you, but I'm super excited. I'm going to give a few minutes, because I know you all are getting your pen and your paper and something to write with as we get ready to get started. I want to thank you all for being here. And Astro Magic, the Psychic Lounge, and of course, I'm Miss Blue, the Oracle. And as you guys know, I am a psychic medium and a spiritual guide. Yeah. And I know many of you have some amazing breakthroughs. And this is what's making me so excited about this message, to be able to give it to you. Now, I do want to let you know as well that I am recording this. I'm recording it for you because you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to hear these words. You'll be able to really tap back in to this feeling and this moment, and others will be able to do that as well. But no, you are the first. You will be the first if you are here. Talk about divine timing. What a time to be alive, growing up on planet Earth. I want to send some shouts out really quick because, of course, Brother Bilal is in the building and he's going to be joining us in just a moment. And definitely want to send so much love out to the Divine Priestess in the house tonight. We got Priestess Keisha, Priestess Erica in the house. We got Deborah in the house. Wow. Oh, yeah. Priestess Cherie is here. Priestess Andrea is in the building. And as well as all of Astro Magic Clubhouse family, Self Invested, Planet Remix, everyone. And I just want to send you all so much love. Jess, sending you so much love. Keisha, everybody, I see you. Nikiba, Priestess Trent is here too. I didn't see her. Brother Will is here. Yeah. Just want to give some special shouts out. And all of you who are sharing all of your amazing energy and vibrations. So we have set the intention for this sacred space, breakthrough, SOS, the inner you is crying for help, crying for help, crying for help. Now first, before we can talk about a breakthrough, we absolutely have to explore what is causing us not to have a breakthrough. These are some very key points, and they're things that we talk about a lot, but we're going to have a breakthrough. And the first one I want to talk about, procrastination. Procrastination. Refusing to change. There's a part of us. When we procrastinate, we are refusing to step in. We are refusing to embody. We are refusing to let go or to take the needed actions in our lives. This is one of the reasons why we don't have breakthroughs, because we refuse to change. We are in a universal year of five, and that is all about movement and change. So procrastination. If you find that you are procrastinating on the things you want to do in your life, this is why you don't have a breakthrough. And then next, hold on, because this is a big one. Beating yourself up for past mistakes and chances that you didn't take. You know? Just really beating ourselves up emotionally, mentally, and even some cases physically, beating ourselves up for not slowing down enough to see the signs, for ignoring the wisdom that was given, or not listening to our intuition, or beating ourselves up for not trusting, trusting what was right in front of us, or for listening to everybody else, but what we knew to be true for ourselves. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next, control. Wanting to control everything that's happening, everything that's going around, wanting to have control. Wanting control of all the details, wanting control of the vision, wanting to see it, wanting to feel it, just wanting to embrace it. So wanting to control everything that's happening. And then next, I'm going to go back to control in just a moment. But this one is a big one, too. Not knowing why. You want to do something, but you don't know why. You don't have a why to own. You don't have a why. You want to do the thing that you want to do, but you don't know why. You don't know why, but yet you're still moving. You're still moving, but you're moving off of other people's timelines. You're moving off of other people's timelines. And so therefore, because you're moving off of other people's timelines, you'll never get to where you need to be. That destination gets further and further and further away. And you're not exercising control. But you are exercising control. You are. That control thing has such a twisted energy. Because we do have the ability to exercise our energy towards the things that are connected with us. But we are exercising. We are exercising our bodies. We are exercising YouTube. We are exercising Clubhouse. And we're even exercising other people's dreams and desires, but not our own. Not our own. Not our own dreams and desires. Not ours. So this is why the breakthroughs are not coming. Procrastination. Beating yourself up. Not knowing your why. Control. And then exercising control and things that cannot bring you breakthroughs. So I know now that we all are hearing the call. The call SOS. Do you hear it? If you hear the call for the SOS, do you hear it? Do you hear the call for SOS? Yes, you hear it. You hear the call. So now, how do we get the breakthrough? How do we break through these things? You see, before what we know to be the SOS. SOS really stands for Save Our Souls. The breakthrough of the SOS is Save Our Souls. This is what we know as SOS. It's carried by the vibration and the expression as the other SOS, which is the spiritual oppression symptoms. That's what we're getting. We're having spiritual oppression symptoms. That's the SOS. This is what takes place. And I want you all to hear it before the other SOS. Spiritually, the oppression symptoms start to happen. And you can feel it because it stops you from the breakthrough. And then the call goes out. The call goes out for the SOS of Save Our Souls. So the four things I just spoke of are some of the symptoms. These are just some of the symptoms, the spiritual oppression symptoms. Someone called out and said, at this moment, I need some help. I need some help. Procrastination is a symptom. Control. These are all symptoms. Beating yourself up is a symptom. Wanting to do it all by yourself is a symptom. Jealousy and envy is a symptom. Sadness and depression is a symptom. Anger and frustration is a symptom. Loneliness is a symptom. Procrastination. Yeah. Do you realize that there are new creations looking to break through? They're looking to break through. They're looking for you. You have an idea to bring to this dimension. Right now, you hold that seed of an idea to bring to this dimension, and no one else can do it but you. This is why it's so hard to sit around. You know that you can do more. It's burning on the inside of you. And you can feel it. Can you feel it? Let me just know if somebody out there can feel it, that it's burning on the inside. On the inside, you can feel it. You can feel it. Because each and every single one of us, we have a divine, wise, sacred mother inside of us. And we have a sacred, divine, intelligent father inside of us. Divine intelligence and wisdom of the ages is living inside of you right now. And it's looking. It's looking. It's looking to you. What we have been oppressing is starting to come forth. It's coming to the surface. It's coming into the light. These are the things that we've been oppressing within ourselves. SOS, save our souls. Save your soul now. You have to do it now. Don't just sit around and wait. Do it. Just do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Take a chance. You have to do it. The doors are open. The doors are wide open for you. And you have to do it now. You have to take a chance. You have to take a chance. You have to take a chance. You have to do it now. You can't just sit around. You cannot wait any longer. The doors are open for you. They're wide open. They're wide open. And they're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting for you. Ask yourself, where am I procrastinating? Where? Where am I? Why am I doing the work that I'm doing? Why? Why am I doing this work? Ask yourself that question. Why am I doing this work? Why am I addicted to controlling everything? Ask yourself the question. Ask yourself the question. Why? Why am I addicted? Why am I addicted to controlling everything? What is it? Why am I? Why am I this way? Why do I spend hours and hours and hours and hours talking about things, beating myself up over something that happened years ago? Why? Why am I still doing it? Why am I still doing it? How did I get here? SOS. SOS, you're sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS. Please, please, I want us all that feels this calling, please rid me of my spiritual oppression. I have become my own oppressor. Please rid me of my spiritual oppression. No longer do I want to become my own oppressor. This is the true meaning when we say, my own worst enemy. Into me, I see. This is the meaning. This is what this means. How did I get here? S-O-S. That's it. Send the call out. Please rid me of my spiritual oppression. Rid me. I have become my own oppressor. My own oppressor. We are holding ourselves back. We are holding ourselves back, and we have to stop. Our expressions. Tonight, we will start to release. We will start to release. We will start to let go. Right? We will start releasing. Releasing it all. SOS. SOS. Save our souls. Save. SOS. Save. Save our souls. Save our souls. No more. No more. Save our souls. No more spiritual oppression symptoms. We are letting them go. We are releasing them now. So much wants to be birthed in you at this moment, at this time, right now. So much, so much. It's waiting on you. It's looking to give birth. Birth to a new life. A life that is your birthright. One that you deserve. One that you deserve. That is yours. That is yours. Oh yeah. And so it is done. It is done. It is done. It is so done. It is done. We are releasing. We are releasing. We are releasing. And it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Allah. Allah, it is done. Allah, it is done. Woo! Now, we are going to get ready to open up the portal for those of you who want to come up. Those of you who want to come up, you can feel free to come on up so I can help you, so we can help you release. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a clearing as you speak. Yeah. So let's SOS and get rid of our spiritual oppressions. Yeah. 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 Going to bring Brother Bilal up. See here. And I'm also going to ask if some of the priestess, if you would come up so that you can help with managing the board for me. That would be amazing. Priestess Keisha. Okay. And then Priestess Andrea, going to bring you on up. And I thought I was singing. Hold on a second. Where is Deborah? Priestess Erica. And hold on a second, ladies, before you bring up. Well, there's Deborah. There she is. So I'm going to bring... let me have you mute your mic for me, please, Deborah. Thank you. I'm going to bring them up bring these ladies up. These are priestess, and also we have Deborah here who also works closely with us in Self-Invested. I've worked with these sisters for so many years and such a long time, as well as many others that are here, but I'm going to bring them up so that they can manage this, because I'm going to be working on doing some clearing your blocks and shifting energy around so we can get rid of this SOS so we can go ahead and get started. So we're going to try to take as many people as we can, but we're going to take it nice and slow. And so don't bring too many up at once. All right, but let's go. Mm-hmm. Before we start, I want to check in with the priestess and also Deborah, and just check in and just kind of speak for a moment and share your thoughts on what's going on right now, and just, you know, just kind of speak for a minute. Yeah. With how you're doing and how things are going. Priestess Keisha.
Greetings.
Greetings.
All right, greetings. Thank you for having me up. So you want me to speak on how things are going? I feel like things are very kind of like a seesaw for me. Really high highs and then really kind of low lows. So, you know, I feel like I'm always trying to find my balance with everything, like especially my time, and struggling with my responsibilities. And feeling good about where things are with those types of things, like just what I do on a day-to-day basis, things I'm responsible for. I would say that it's a different place than I've been. I don't remember ever being in this place, like ever in my life, where I feel kind of conflicted with just what I do, mm-hmm. you know, what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in and I'm going to clear this for you and clear where this SOS root is coming from. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So this has a lot to do with beating yourself up. And it's about whether or not you need to take a chance on really sort of making some movements, making some changes, and making sure that you're listening to yourself and you're listening to that wisdom of what you know is true. So this is all about for you. You know, interesting enough, our first names really speak to a lot of the work that we came here to do. And our last names really is connected to the environment. And based on the environments we're in, that's exactly where this energy resides. And you will know how that energy is adjusting itself when you are in different spaces and different places.
Feel that energetically. I feel that very much.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also clearing your energy here as well. I have a huge chunk, a huge chunk of clear quartz. So I've programmed this one and everything so it knows its task tonight. And we're working with this. It's been sitting on my altar. Now, I want you to remember, Priestess Keisha, we gave everyone on Planet Remix a priceless cosmic reset button. Do you remember what that reset button is?
No.
You don't remember? Think about it. That reset button was fuck it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Fuck it resets the energy.
Right.
That is literally how you reset the energy. You know, often when we think about fear, remember the acronym, fuck everything and run? Fuck it. Yes. You definitely have to do that. You have to put that into practice. I know, right? I'm going to be me, y'all. Listen.
Yeah,
that's what you have to say. You have to say, fuck it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just do it. That's it. Try that. Try that.
That's why I love you, Miss Flores. So thank you for the confirmation. I was like, you know what?
I think you guys don't believe us because we are giving away these priceless keys to life. These are literally the master keys. These are the master keys to life. Mm-hmm. And if we're charging huge amount, maybe that's when they'll work. When we start to say, okay, $1,500. And then maybe you guys will believe that these things work. But I promise you, they work. These are tried and tested. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter what part of the world you're in or anything. Mm-hmm. So next, I want to go to, we're going to come back to you, Andrea, but I want to go to Priestess Erica. How are you feeling? How are you feeling this evening?
Good evening. I'm feeling joyful, Miss Blue. I had a great day.
Good, good.
But right now, I am feeling really, really joyful, and life is moving, and I am moving at a pace that is so suitable for my temperament, disposition, like just my balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
When you said the reset button, I just hit it again, though.
Yes. Yes, I know Brother Bilal is down there laughing. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you for that reminder, though. Mm-hmm. That was a great reminder.
Yeah, that is great. Well, thank you. We are all navigating through this spiritual oppression, you know, mm-hmm. So I thank you so much for that. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to Priestess Andrea. Greetings, Priestess Andrea. Priestess Andrea, your mic is on mute if you're talking. Maybe she can't speak right now.
Can y'all hear me?
We can now.
Oh, I think it went to my car. I'm in my room and I think it went to my car. I was like, why can't y'all hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I need to hit that reset button right now. Just fuck everything. Just fuck it. That's where I need to be right now. Can you feel it in my breath, Miss Blue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can.
We were skipping Andrea and go to Priestess Erica. I said, oh, look at her. She's just always oracle. I don't even know if that's a word.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I don't know. No, let me close the door before you hear my beat. It's kind of... I'm in a space where
mm-hmm.
I kind of know where to go, but I kind of don't know if that's right, but you've given out so many gems, I don't even know what else to say to that.
Mm. Well, let's just take a look so we can see where the SOS is calling from. Just take a look. Let's just take a look. And this SOS is expressing your true self. really just being free to express your true self and not worry about what others think. Just really expressing your true self. Your true self. That's everything. That's everything. Your total true self. Just letting it all go. Just letting it all hang out. Just really saying it, being it, embodying it, feeling it, knowing it. And it's there. It's there to take you to new heights. It's there to help you walk through these doors that are right in front of your face so that you can embrace them. Not worrying about making a mistake, not worrying about being right, not worrying about being wrong, not worrying about what others will say, not even worrying about where the money is going to come from, not even worrying about who's going to get up early and take care of it, not worrying about what time it has to be done and when it needs to be finished, but just totally embracing and expressing yourself. Yourself, your true self. Yeah.
So vital. That is so vital. Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Love you. Yeah, you're so welcome.
Love you too, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's the thing. We have been so conditioned to hold on. We've been so conditioned. Let that bullshit go. Let go. Just let it go. Just finally say to yourself, whatever it is, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Just let it go. And here's an exercise you can do. Get you a bag of clothes. Hold it for 5 minutes, one in one hand and one in the other. Visualize everything you need to let go in that bag. In fact, that's how you pack the bag. Find some clothes, pack it, pack it. Every thought, put it in the bag and hold it, hold it, hold it till you can't hold it anymore. And when you can't hold it any longer, let it go. Let it go. Just hit the cosmic reset button. Let that bullshit go. Just let that shit drop. Let it hit the floor. Let it go. And never pick it up again. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you were two. It doesn't matter if it was your grandmama house. It doesn't matter if you was with your cousin. It doesn't matter if you were with your man or your woman. It doesn't matter if you were with your best friend. It doesn't matter if you were at work. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter when. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Well, I cleaned you all up. I got to. I got to clear this crystal. Can you feel it? So can you feel it?
I almost when you grabbed the bag of clothes just now, I said, "Oh,
I'm telling you." You need to do it. You need to go get the clothes. You need to go get it. You absolutely need to go get it. Yeah.
Trust me, you didn't give me nothing I won't do. Yeah, I do
oh, I know you will do the work. Absolutely. And so now it's time to do this work. But thank you so much. Love you so much,
thank
Andrea.
You.
Yeah. Let's go to Deborah. Greetings, Deborah.
Love, Miss Blue. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was in the Princess Palace today, so I don't normally write poems, but I was writing today, and it was like the words just wanted to jump on the page.
I love
it. Because I've been faced with a new challenge, and I've been kind of really nervous and kind of scary, but I don't like being fearful of things. So when I'm fearful of something, I just dive right into it. And so I'm taking some workshops so that I can be exposed to channeling energy and helping people more. You know? And so, I mean, I've even opened up my energy room in the clubhouse.
Yes.
Like an hour earlier. So because I really enjoy doing it, it relaxes me.
Yeah.
And I channel for them, also channeling for myself. So that's my thing. I don't know. But taking new workshops, it's kind of intimidating because I've never, you know, set up websites or a page like that to attract people. So that's something new, and it's had me a little bit. But tonight's poetry, it you know, it helped relax me a little bit.
Well, that's so good.
I really appreciate that.
That's good. Do you want me to get your SOS symptom, or you feel you good?
You know what? Confirm it for me, please.
I want to let you know, number one,
mm-hmm.
poetry is the language of the heart. When you're doing poetry, it really comes from the heart, from the heart. I'm going to dive in your energy right now, Deborah, and your SOS symptom is coming from control. Control.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah. Your spiritual, your spiritual oppression symptom is control.
Okay.
Now you're exercising it, but you're exercising your body, you exercising your Instagram, you exercising, you know, Clubhouse, you exercising, you know, other things. But this is about control. Control is leading you to your non-trusting. That's why you're not trusting. Yeah. And it starts to cause all kinds of suspicions. That's why you're about this class. It's like, I don't know. Should I do it? I'm not sure. Control.
No, I've already signed up for it. I've taken it. I've paid for it. I'm already committed. So
I understand.
I'm ready.
I understand. Write these three words down. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Suspicion. Superstition. So suspicion and superstition. You got those two?
Yep.
And then release.
Okay.
I want you to think about this. First, it starts out as suspicion. Then it starts to turn into superstition. And then when it releases itself, it releases into a supernova. Only this is not what you wanted. So now, if you stay in superstition, if you stay in this place of being superstition, the supernova will have to come. Because that's the next step after superstition. So now, that will then begin to turn into something as well. and that stupid session, stupid session, and you don't want to be there because you'll start to beat yourself up and say, why was I so stupid? I can't believe I didn't see that. I'm clearing you of this. And these are the things that are coming up. I'm clearing you of this, Deborah, so you will never have to experience this.
Thank you.
I'm clearing this out of you, away from you. Yeah. The energy and the blockages are in your head. You know, we have all of these amazing magnets in our brain. We have millions of magnets of magnanite. These are magnets in our brain. And this is over by the left hemisphere. So that's the side I'm working on. If you feel energy, a little bit of pressure on that side, it's the rear of the left hemisphere. Right in that area, right there, right there. Clearing that energy, moving it out of that space, moving it away, moving it away. All right. It's done. It's done. How do you feel?
I feel better. You know, in the back, it was like a little pulling that I felt.
Mm. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. All right. Thank you. And thank you, ladies. And so now I see we have, thank you, Deborah. Love you, Deborah. And it's clear. You don't have to worry about that. That's not going to happen. It's cleared. It's gone.
Right.
It's gone. Let's go to Jennifer. Greetings, Jennifer.
Greetings, Miss Blue. Miss Blue, I was holding my head and in stupid session right when you sent out the message for the room. So I was like, did I just miss another opportunity? I was reading my email and I keep creating these wonderful opportunities and then not acting on them. So I was beating up on myself like right then, and I had had a decent day. And it was all just converging, so I'm just grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dive in really, 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 really. I'm telling you, I heard the call. I heard the call. I heard the call. I heard the call for this. I heard the call. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, as I'm clearing this energy out for you, just really just kind of moving it away, I want to talk a little bit about spiritual oppression. See, the thing is, we do a lot with setting intentions. And I'll tell you how this really starts to happen. Is sometimes we become so focused on setting intention, visualizing, you know, praying, doing rituals, that we forgot that there is a supreme law that sits above all of these laws. And that has to do with your feelings. But the number one symptom, if any, is control. That's it. That's control. Yeah. How did this happen? Are you listening? Are y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Because this is a point that we need to hear. The number one symptom, if any, is control. Mm-hmm. This happened because we took someone else's definition of power, of what power meant. And we mostly defined power as control of others. Think about it. Slavery all over the world was based on control. But yet humans' number one issue is control. Because we mostly define power as control. And naturally, living beings want power by nature. We took someone else's definition of power, and this has us seeking control. And this has now become one of humans' most challenging conflict of our interests. This is a conflict of our interests, and we've been jacked up ever since. We have been totally jacked up. So now we are our own oppressors. We're our own oppressors. Why do you think the television show Power got so many views? Seeking power. And so, Jennifer?
Yes.
Your issue, your symptom is two things. Number one, you know, control. This is one of your symptoms, you know, but you are not alone here. And the other one is not knowing why. Not knowing why. Not knowing why you want to do the things that you want to do, and you're moving off other people's timelines. Not knowing why and wanting to control. Knowing why you are doing what you do is the fuel that keeps you going. And when you don't know why, you've run out of fuel. And this is what's happening. Because you're building a foundation off of someone else's why. And so what I'm doing is I'm removing that program from you. I'm removing it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that you can go find your reason you started your work. Find your reason, not someone else's, yours. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're so welcome. I cleared it all out. I cleared everybody else's reasons for why you do your work out. This is where your breakthrough is. Now you can go find your reason. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, who's next? priestess, or who's gonna be the one bringing them up on stage? Let me know.
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Priestess Keisha. Let me know who's next. We're going to kind of get into a rapid fire here, but we're still going to keep doing what we do because I really want to get as many people as I can. Please make sure you mute your mic when you come to the stage.
Miss Blue, do you want us to bring everybody at one time? Or
No, that's too many for everybody.
Yeah, it's up to 20 now. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
No, don't bring everybody. Oh, my goodness. But don't bring everybody, but you can bring some more up. Oh, my goodness. What would I do without you, Priestess? It truly takes a village. I'm truly honored you all are here with me because I couldn't do this without you here. All right. And just let me know who's next, and let's get into it. Let's just get into it.
All right, next, Jessica. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Greetings, Jessica.
Greetings. I was on stage for Easter, our Transcendence Day, and you guys closed out before I could go. So I'm grateful to be on stage, and I been wanting to come and talk to you. Yeah. So am I supposed to ask a question, or how are you facilitating?
Well, tonight, were you here to hear what we're talking about?
Yeah. So clearing energy.
So tell me, I want to give you the question. I want you to tell me where do you feel that... You know, well, let's do this. Tell me your question. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, I've been feeling heavy-hearted because of a lot of strife in my intimate relationship. And I've been struggling with my inner truth because at bottom line is I think my most biggest fear is abandonment, and that's a wound from childhood. And I've been struggling to find the medicine and for my kind of heavy-heartedness in this space of spiritual oppression that we're all navigating as a collective. But in my own inner world, I think that I'm looking for answers about my direction for my healing. I want to know if I've done enough reflection and introspection and I'm ready to do and step into more sharing, and or do I need to do hermit like mode and stay within and look and seek for answers?
Yeah. So
I'm in a transition right now with like my healing journey.
So yeah.
That's my question.
So thank you for that, Jessica. And the answer is no, you haven't done enough work. You haven't. You still have a spiritual oppression, you know, going on. You still do have that with you. And one of the main reasons is literally I can hear you crying on the inside. Your soul is crying. Your soul is reaching out. Your soul is still crying.
I've hit a place where I definitely have had some grief come up for me. And I definitely have done solitude, and I've been seeing that my emotions that finally do surface when I'm alone, because I feel like I'm so burdened by so many energies around me that I just, when I get to solitude, I just can't stop crying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely could feel that immediately when you were speaking, you know? You know, let me ask you a question. Where are you getting all of these diagnoses from about you? Where are you getting this from? Yeah, you're saying what you're doing. You're shifting and, you know, you're needing this. And, you know, these are your words. You know, where are you getting all of this from?
I think just on the thread of what I've experienced in a short amount of time, it feels like I've been in constant transition.
And, so you're in constant grief. You're in constant grief. You're in constant grief. Yeah, you're in constant grief. And these are the words that you're speaking. So I really want to bring them to your attention. You're really affirming that you are in constant grief, and you keep saying you're making transition, you know, and that's normally what we say when a person is about to leave this earth plane. They made their transition.
Mm-hmm.
And you're speaking to yourself at this. So here is your main issue. You want to know your symptom? Your symptom?
Yes.
Your symptom is you keep beating yourself up for past mistakes, chances you haven't taken, and things that have happened, and you don't know how to let shit go.
Right.
You got to let it go. Literally, this is your poison at this time. If you keep this up, you will attract the perfect mate, the perfect one, and that mate will begin to beat you up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let this go, and I'm talking literal.
Right.
You have to let this go.
Right.
It is not serving you. It is not serving you. That's why you can't get the breakthrough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People come into our lives to treat us as we treat ourselves on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they come into our lives. And you have to begin to start treating yourself better on the inside. I'm going to clear as much space as I can at this time for you on the inside. I'm going to clear it, starting with your mind and moving to your heart and moving in your throat and then going down to your solar plex. But it's not your heart. Mm-mm. Your heart is good. It's your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mind and your solar plex, because that's where you hold the emotions for yourself at.
Yeah.
And if I were to look and take this deep dive, looking into your solar plexus, I would say you are the cause. You are the oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind's perceptions are broken. And so what's happening as I take a look and see the things that are going on? A lot of this is about game. The games that you have once played at one time is now knocking at your door. These things. Your past is starting to catch up with you. I'm clearing out your mind. Clearing it all out. Is this making sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it is. I definitely, this is the message that I definitely needed. I've been navigating some interesting, like, karmic relationships that have been definitely showing me my old survival ways a lesson, which I choose to, gentle lessons, but I definitely have started to confront a lot of my, I think just that wound, the wounds that were in my past that, you know, that I struggled with to kind of suppress and, like, forget and neglect to do the work, and it's been catching up, like you have said.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I think that alongside when I ended the wound of being left and abandoned, which has definitely been a programming since I was young. And I think that that's just been how I've been navigating. And it's, you know, it's an old story that I need to let go.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. But a lot of these lessons are knocking at your door from the past, from your past.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to let it go. That's why you got to see it for what it is. That's why you got to let it go, because once you surrender to it and release it, the debt will have been paid.
Yeah.
Well, I've cleared you. How do you feel?
Simultaneously while walking in the brisk air, it feels really good and cleansing. So it's a gift. Thank you so much, Ms. Lou.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And so glad for you to come up. And thank you for your honesty, peace, and love to
Jessica.
You. Oh, Jessica. What did I call you? Who did I call you?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. I just seen the J. I'm sorry. I'm in between worlds here. But Jessica, no.
Okay.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. Peace
thank
and love.
You.
Yeah.
Nini?
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings, Ms. Lou. Okay, so... what I'm dealing with is anxiety on a consistent basis. Anxiety controls me. I'm on anxiety right now, just being on set. I'm hermit mode, like, all the time because of my anxiety. That's one thing. Second thing, like today, well, today it's my throat. I get this bubble in my throat, and I've been getting this bubble in my throat for years. But it's just coming back today, so I don't know what that's about. And then the third thing is my visualization and my meditation. I haven't been able to visualize in a couple of years, and I'm good at it. But I haven't been able to tap into it. So I need all kinds of clearing. I need your help.
Yeah. Let's take a look. And thank you so much for that, Nini. So I want to talk about your symptom here, your SOS symptom, you know, your spiritual oppression symptom. Because your soul is crying out. It's crying very loud, very, very loud. And I'm taking a look. I'm actually drawing your energy out and taking a look here. And I'm really seeing so much. Mm. And it's no wonder that you have this anxiety at this time. And I know you're ready to release it, to let this go so you can get your breakthrough, because it is so many beautiful breakthroughs for you, Nini. Really, it is. And I want to talk about what's at the root. And this is about you carrying guilt.
Mm-hmm.
guilt, guilt. This is about you carrying shame and resentment and resentment. Guilt, shame, and resentment. And I want to take you back. I want to take you back. I want to take you back. But first, I want to ask you, what is your guilt that you're holding?
The first thing that came to my mind is that my children, I gave birth to two children with sickle cell disease. That kills me that I have two sick children. That's my guilt.
Yes. Yes. So now, and I want you to stay with me. And I want you to let it out because you haven't been able to let this out. Let it out. How you feel. How you really feel.
I feel fucked up. I feel fucked up to give birth to two children. But I take care of my baby.
Yes.
Very well, very well. But I know that me personally, I'm sick. I'm physically sick. So, of course, I give birth to two children. And my son suffers a lot. He suffers a lot. And I've been sick. So I just don't know how to let all this stuff go. I lost my father when I was 8, and I'm still holding on to that. And I just don't know how to let him go. I don't know how. I don't know.
Let it go. No, it's fine. Let it all go. Let it go.
It's been 32 years, and I still haven't let him go. And I've done so much work to try to release him, and I just haven't been able to. I haven't been able to. I have a shrine erected, of course, on my shrine, and I feed my, you know, I cater to my ancestors as much as possible, and I figured that, you know, erecting a shrine for my father, I would accept that he's gone. It's been 32 years. I'm the only one holding on to this in my family, opposed to my mom. But I'm the only one. And I don't know how to let it go. I don't know how to let him go. I don't know how to let the fact that my children are sick. I don't know how to let that guilt go.
No, that I don't want you to let your father go. Don't ever let him go. We are supposed to let the people we love in, not let them go. You have to let your father in, not let him go. You got to let him in. He is in you. He is with you. Not let him go. You have to love him in. Love them in. You've been trying to do all of this on your own.
By myself.
Yes. All of this.
I love you.
You are a victim of your own independence. You cannot do this all on your own. And I want to give you some clarity. And this message is coming straight from your father to let you know this. You grew up as a very angry little girl.
Angry, Miss Blue.
Yes, very bitter.
I've been angry for 32 years. My father
yes.
is gone.
But guess what? It all stops tonight. We're going to start. You are releasing it now. And you've been angry. Your father is telling me that you've been angry. You've been such an angry little girl. In fact, you've been a mean little girl because you are so... Yes, yes. But I want you to know this. And I'm going to give you this freedom because I'm getting it from the divine. That is not the reason your children were born the way they were born. And I know a part of you wonders if that's why, but that is not why. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
When I just came across you, I think probably it's been a month, and I did a purification bath just a month ago,
yeah.
And I think it allowed me to get in contact with you.
Yes.
And I need so much more from you, Miss Blue,
yes.
to allow me to see me fully so I can, I feel like I've released my anger like 2 weeks ago, but anything can come and trigger it and I'll jump right back in it.
Yeah, that's why you're here. So, and I thank you for that, and I'm so glad you're taking those steps. But I want you to take this in to your heart. And I want you to know, first of all, like I said, your children were born this way so that you can learn to love unconditionally. This is your life lesson.
Makes sense.
So you have to love your father in. Not let him go, but you got to let all the other bullshit go. Like you not wanting to owe no one, you have to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
All of your hatred has begun to turn on you. You have to let it go. So your children are a blessing. So that you can learn unconditional love and then express that out into the world. But first, you've got to get the lesson. I'm in your heart. I'm in your mind. What I want you to do is to go to the Remix, my radio show, and look through the archives and whatever title speaks to you. That's what you listen to. And until we get a chance to connect one-on-one, you listen, you work, and you listen. I'm clearing your heart now, and I'm clearing your mind as much as I can right now for you. But I'm going to tell you, it's a lot.
It's so much.
It's a lot. And I want you to get you a rose quartz crystal and begin to work with that. Carry one in your bra. Put it in your pocket. And then I want you, from this day forward, no more mean girl. No more speaking ill. But staying in that place of love. Staying in the place of love. And
don't
you
work.
No. You can't work on it. You have to do it. It's been 32 years of this mean girl, anger, pain, hurt, sadness. It is time to change now. Now. And you can do it now. You can do it. You can do it. Take a deep breath for me, please. Exhale first. Inhale. All right. I cleared so much for you, Nene. So much for you. Are you still there?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm giving you a big, big hug. And everyone is sending you love. All right?
So much love to you, Nene. You can do it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Peace and love.
Thank you, Miss Blue. Peace.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah. All right.
Janani.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hello. Greetings.
How are you guys? I know you guys are doing good. Start off, do you want me to tell you something as far as like, oh, I can tell you what I feel. I feel like my why is blocked.
Uh-huh.
And that's what caused me really to ask because I don't be knowing why. And I feel like I'd be trying to do my work and stuff like that. And I just feel like, I don't know why I'm here, but I try to be grateful to be here because I know I'm supposed to do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so a big part for you, I would say the why is there, but really it is the procrastination.
Okay.
Refusing to change.
Okay, I seen that too earlier when you were talking about it. I thought about that also.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And not wanting to let shit go.
Definitely.
Yeah, not wanting to let shit go.
Yeah, because I'd be stubborn about it too. Like, I want to prove a point.
Yes, and you have. You've proven a point so much that you've stifled yourself.
Okay.
You got to let it go. You have to hit that cosmic reset button.
Okay.
You know what the cosmic reset button is?
No, I was going to ask because when you said it, it kind of made me think, like, lately I've been having, like, more idle brain time where I don't have thoughts, and I feel like it's because I'm supposed to be doing something, like, new.
Mm-mm. Well, no. Not having thoughts for you is kind of a good thing.
I know.
That's really a good thing. But Isabel, you... So a couple of things is happening. It's almost like you're lost in a maze and you don't know what directions to go because you're not listening to your intuition at all.
Okay.
You've got to start listening to your intuition, and you have to
okay.
Stop resisting change.
Okay. My intuition, I've been trying to do like more meditation mindfulness, but just thinking like, I guess I will always have a question that is like, what does that voice sound like?
Mm-hmm. Well, it may not be a voice for you. It may be a knowing. It may be a feeling. It may be a sensation. You may feel it in the back of your knee, you know? Like, literally, there's so many different ways for that energy to come in.
Okay.
It's so many different ways to come in. But here's what I need you to do. You have to first let go. You have so many bags with you. It's unreal.
Okay.
You have.
That resonates with me so much. Oh, goodness.
It is. You probably got about three you bagging up for me right now. Miss Blue said this. She did this. She said this. I'm going to hold on to it. And you'll hold on to it forever.
Yeah.
And it's weighing you down. You must let these bags go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way for that at this moment for me, what you say?
Really, the best way is to say fuck it.
Okay.
That's really the best way. Okay. But you're not going to do that because you want revenge. You want revenge on people, places, and things in your life. And it's such a waste of your energy, mm-hmm. of who you are, and just so many of the beautiful things that are going. So, you know, you need to sit down and you need to dump. You need to just write it all out. Get it all on paper. Just dump it. Mm-hmm. And then take that and burn that to have it recycled. But then you have to first make a commitment that this is really what you want. You really want to let this go because for so long, this has really been what you built your life off of. Mm-hmm. You built your life off of blaming other people.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
So this is why the question keeps coming up, who are you? And you keep asking yourself, who am I? Because you begin to take on their attributes and their personalities till you can't even recognize who you are. So this is about taking some self-reflections and allowing yourself the grace, allowing yourself your birthright, giving yourself, you know, to know that you deserve to live the life that you want. And here's the tricky part for you. You are living it on the outside, but not on the inside.
You're so right, Miss Blue. I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
4 years ago, I prayed for this life I got right now.
Yeah.
On the outside of it.
Now you have to do that inner work.
Yeah.
You have to let it go.
I don't feel like I'm content.
Yeah, let it go. Because something new is trying to be birthed through you. But right now, you're moving on other people's timelines. And this is why you keep asking yourself, "What? Who am I? What did I come here to do?" This is your SOS call that you're putting out. You're putting this SOS out. Your spiritual oppression symptoms are coming out. And the reason you're asking who you are because you've taken on too much of other people's personalities and you can't recognize you. And I want you to know you are so much greater than anything you can desire in anyone else. That has to be your focus. That has to be it. Sit with yourself. Sit with yourself in the dark. Sit with yourself in the light. Sit with you. And wait for that voice. Wait for it to come online. Wait for it to come online. Wait for your intuition. Wait for the Most High to speak through you. And do not move until it does. Do not create another thing until it does. Do not make another post until it does. Because when you wait for it, it's literally going to blow your mind. Because you'll be able to proudly say, this came from me. From me. And that will open up the pathway to your breakthrough. Because you have something so amazing that the divine is trying to birth through you. but you have to sit still long enough. You have to do the work long enough. Let go of the bullshit. Let go of the distractions. It is stealing you of your heart's desires. So I've been clearing your mind. I've been clearing your solar plex and clearing your heart.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. You can do it. I know you will.
Thanks so much.
And please come back. Please come back and let me know when it comes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, so you said don't move. I was planning on going to Jamaica. I shouldn't even be there.
Oh, no. You can go to Jamaica. I'm okay. Talking about move on all of these changes and things you want to do.
Right. Okay. So don't move on anything else. Just like focus on internal stuff. Okay. For sure. Thank you.
Focus
so much.
On you being the creator, the originator.
Okay.
Because that's the only thing that's going to be fulfilling to you. As long as you continue to get it from another source, you will always ask, who am I?
Right. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Ray.
Love and joy, everyone. And thank you so much, Ms. Blue, for this beautiful, beautiful gift that you are giving. I was really, I put my hand up and then I put it down and then I put my hand up. Everything that you were saying, I took my notes and I was literally vibrating as you were talking and even as each person is talking, just vibrating and feeling it's important that I take a look at where my SOS is and keep my hand up instead of just putting it down and saying, oh, okay, somebody else. And so I just want to thank you for this beautiful gift. I'm not really sure what my SOS is. Some things come to mind, but I would love your wisdom and guidance.
Yes. Give me 1 second. Yeah. So let me ask you, Ray.
Yeah.
Where do you feel it's sort of calling you at this time?
The first thing that came up in my mind was control.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhere that I have worked lots on not being the control freak that I've been in the past. But that is the one that popped up for me when I think of it. Like
so,
even now, I'm sorry.
No. You said what now?
Like even now, this is so far out of my comfort zone right now because I have no control. Okay.
So I want you to do me a favor because I am looking at your blueprint and I want you to just dive a little deeper for me. Dive a little deeper, Ray. Then go past the control. Go past that. Think, dive a little deeper. What do you think the symptom is?
Well, you know, there was someone who spoke earlier, and what she said, I was sending her love as she was talking about past mistakes is the other one that resonates with me, especially when she was talking about her children and her thoughts about her children. And I have a son who's autistic, and I remember blaming myself and trying to figure it out. And I thought, or I have thought, that I have forgiven myself. But when she was talking, I'm like, did I? Am I still holding on? That is when I'm digging deeper, and I'm even extremely uncomfortable right now. So I must be getting really into stuff that, yeah, past mistakes.
Yeah. You know, definitely the control is there, but the past mistakes and the guilt, you know, the guilt being there. And, you know, that has been sort of lurking in the background. Even though, of course, a lot of work has been done. But it's still sort of lurking in the background. And ignoring the wisdom that is given, ignoring your wisdom, ignoring the wisdom that is coming in, ignoring that when it comes to you, when it comes to you, understanding about past mistakes, and even to the point of feeling like if you could have just been free to be yourself, things might have been different. And then I see you have a few hostages with you. Yeah, I see the hostages standing over there, and that you're holding them hostage. Which one is to blame? And since I don't really know, I will hold you both as hostages. And so, I need you to let these hostages go. It has been far too long of holding both of these men hostage. Both of them. Is this making sense?
Well, I was thinking about, I thought you were thinking both of my parents, but when you say man, I'm like, are we talking about my father?
I'm talking about your child's father.
Oh.
Yes.
I had not even looked at that.
Hostage.
Wow.
Him and the other one you really loved.
Wow.
Yes. Those two are your hostages.
What can I do? How do I release that? How do I not hold them hostage?
Yeah.
I don't want to hold them hostage.
Yeah. But I want you, I want you to think about this. Because this is where the guilt and regret of what could have been. Because right now you're in the void. You're in the void. You're in the nothingness. And of course, in 5 minutes, I cannot get you through the void. But I know you've done a lot of work, and you know a lot of work, and you know the priestess, you know, to work through this void. But these are your hostages. This is where the SOS is going out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because your soul is crying out at this level. You just keep yourself busy so you don't hear the cry. And I know that you can play, you know, when we go to Vegas, you got to come because you got a good poker face. That poker face. But this is where it is. It's right here. It's right here. It's the void. Yeah. Yeah. But when you are by yourself, you may be very well living with others, but living with yourself.
Okay.
And I'm just sort of reading out your energy, but this is a real problem. This is a real problem because when you are by yourself, you are living with others, but you're living with yourself. And this is a real problem. So this is what I want you to do, and I know you will. Pick one of my priestesses to work with, because this is the work we do. This is what we do. And they will help you move through it, because I won't be able to get into all of that right here, but that's where it is, because you need a healing process. You need a wholehearted healing process to go through, to go at this level. And this is something that we all need. I mean, the best doctor in the world is not going to lay on the table and give himself open heart surgery. Like, that would be insane. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself? The SOS. It's the couldas, the shouldas, the wouldas, beating yourself up for the guilt. Beating yourself up for what could have been, had different choices been made and different things been made. Of course, your son came back to teach you unconditional love. But you still have two hostages that you gotta let go.
Definitely.
Yeah. I thank you so much, Queen.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I love you. I thank you so much, and I thank you for your work and all that you're doing. And I thank you for being in the space with us and holding space here.
Oh, thank you so much, and I love you as well.
Yeah. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Listen, everyone. I want to, you know, talk to us for a second. Again, to give you this channeled message. This message of a breakthrough. The SOS that we all are connecting ourselves with at this time. And I want to thank you all for being in this sacred space with myself and with the Divine Priestess here, as well as Deborah joining us and Brother Bilal as well, and all the family in the house. It's time. It really is time. It's time for us to move into this space of healing. I want to welcome Dr. Dina in the house. Greetings, Dr. Dina.
Such a blessing.
It's good to have you, Dr. Dina. I'm so glad you're here as well. Yeah. Yeah. SOS, everybody. Whenever these channels come in, we definitely will share them with you. We will share them with you every time they're coming in. Yeah. It's so important for right now. We have some very, very powerful astral alignments that are coming up, and I know Brother Bilal will update us on that. I want to thank you to each and every single one of you. I want to also invite you all to reach out. I would love to know your thoughts, love to know if you want to know your takeaways. You can text us at Breakthrough, text Breakthrough at 512-359-3414, and the number is in my bio for the remix number. Text that number to us. Text us your takeaways. Text us what your breakthrough is, what you receive from this message. SOS. The inner soul is crying out for help. It's time for us to get our breakthrough. It is waiting on you to do this now. For you to do it. For you to just step in and do it. To own it. It's waiting to be birthed. It's waiting to come through. It's waiting on you to recognize it. It's for you. It's for you. And you have to do it. And I know you can. I know you can let it go. I know you can. I know you can step into it. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. This is your birthright. It's your birthright. You have sacred wisdom inside of you. Sacred energy to create, to manifest, to create. It's your birthright. Know that your feelings are the true essence behind all of the universal lessons, all of the lessons in life. Let's stop sabotaging. Let's stop it now. Let's stop the self-hatred. We have to stop the self-hatred. Let's stop it. Let's be on our side for once. Be on your side for once. Cheering for yourself. Stop the sabotage. Stop the self-hatred. Let's stop it. Let's stop it. Everything from prayers to meditation to setting intentions, all of these things, they mean nothing. They will do nothing. They will only create a supernova of disaster. If we are not putting the feelings of love, true self-love, love for ourselves, love for the world, from our hearts, because our feelings is the essence behind it. And our thoughts are feelings. The only thing that the universe recognizes, it doesn't recognize your words. It doesn't recognize what you say. it recognizes your feelings. And that is what is being manifested for us. How we're feeling. How we're feeling. It's your birthright. It's your birthright. SOS. Save our souls. Save our souls. We must do it now. Not tomorrow. Let's do it now. Let's help each other. Let's help each other save our souls. We cannot do this alone. We cannot do this alone. Let's save our souls. This is a job that is too big for one person. Nobody can do this alone. It will take a village. It will take a soul group such as this. It will take a soul group. It will take all of us that is here right now. It will take us all of us that is here. Every single one of us. Let's consider this channel from the sixth dimension beyond. Let's consider this divine intervention. Truly, it is divine. And each and every single one of you star seeds, you light beings, you magic makers, you beautiful enlightened souls, let's consider this divine intervention coming for us all. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, breakthrough. SOS. The inner soul is crying for help. Save our souls. 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 And so it is done. And so it is done. With love. With love.